Jesus had already told Peter that you're going to deny me. You're going to deny me three times before the cock crows. And Peter, of course, being as strong as he thought he was, said, oh, that'll never happen. There's no way that'll ever, ever happen. So that takes us up to Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 39. Now Peter was sitting outside the courtyard. A slave girl came to him and said, you also were with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied it in front of them all. I don't know what you're talking about. Then he went out to the gateway. Another slave girl saw him and said to the people there, this man was with Jesus the Nazarene. He denied it again with an oath. I do not know the man. After a little while, those standing there came up to Peter and said, you really are one of them too. Even your accent gives you away. At that, he began to curse, and he swore with an oath, I do not know the man. At that moment, the rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The sound of the rooster crowing could have sent shivers down Peter's spine for the rest of his life. On that fateful night in the temple court, after his third denial, that familiar sound suddenly became terrifying. Just as predicted, Peter had denied Jesus three times, and now the rooster was blaring an alarm that signaled that Peter what Peter had done. The disciple, like many of us, could have carried that guilt and shame with him forever. But what if Peter chose a different response? What if instead of feeling guilt every time a rooster crowed, Peter chose to be reminded, I messed up, but I'm forgiven. The message of Jesus isn't one of condemnation, but of forgiveness. Today, as we take the bread and the cup, and as we're reminded of his body on the cross and the blood that poured out for us, don't wallow in guilt and remorse over your failure. Instead, let it be a time of thankfulness that we have been forgiven. Let's pray. Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you so very much, Father, for the opportunity we have to be forgiven by your Son. We thank you for the willingness that he had to go to the cross for us so that through him we could be with you in heaven someday. Through him we could have our sins forgiven. Through him we could even speak to you. Thank you, Father, so very much for this. Be with us now as we go to remember him in the way that he laid out for us, with the bread and the juice, signifying his body and blood. Thank you, Father, so very much for this remembrance. In Jesus' name I pray.